I'm Hugh.
I'm Linda.
Together we're Hinda.
And this is Hindacast.
Episodes 21 to 24, and the gap between us is widening, Linda.
The gap in our scores, you mean?
Yes. 19 points to 16.
With me, obviously, in the lead.
6 weeks of the show now.
It's flown in, but we're starting to whittle down the couples now.
Finally.
Yeah, I know, it's about time. Like, has there ever been a situation where we've had this many couples this close to the end?
I don't think so. No. We're well over halfway through, and we still had, up until Ellie and Ben left, we had 10 couples.
So this week we had the retreat.
We did. But,
which was good.
But not before Ellie and Ben left.
Look, at that was, we knew they were going to leave. Like, we both said leave last week, in fairness. That was just a no-hoper.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're gone.
When you saw the way Ben conducted his business on the couch, it was absolutely awful. John, to quote his phrase, was done with him. So it was just no more. They both said leave. Thanks be to God.
Yeah, it wasn't before John told him to start owning his behaviour. Mm. And Mel called him out as gaslighting, yeah. Ellie, basically. Basically, it's the very definition of being gaslit. She spoke her truth. She left. And she is excited now because she believes that her DMs are going to be blown up. And she's going to be in demand.
Mel said that you're going to be very, very popular. You won't be single for long. She's lovely. She's great personality. Very, very pretty girl. Conducts her business in a lovely way. And
we wish her the very best.
Yeah, good luck to her. Jade and Rich. Talk to me about Jade and Rich.
Another really strong couple. Look, I mean, I can't see any cracks at all in their relationship. Jade introduced Rich to her daughter V.
Yeah.
And he seemed to enjoy it. Yeah. They all seemed to enjoy it. They're looking forward to maybe having a little family time together after the experiment. I just can't see any bumps in the road for these two.
No, he's such a mature guy, isn't he?
But they both seem to be very mature. Mm. They both seem to know exactly what they want. They're keeping their noses clean. They're keeping out of trouble. They're not getting involved in anybody else's business.
Gonna say that. Yeah. After retreat, I don't think they really got involved. When they were shown this great big secret that Eden had, they kept on coming into the shots as if it was going to be about them.
I think everybody came into the shots, and you were homing in on those, thinking, yeah, okay, this has to be the thing that's going to, you know, yeah, something's going to happen with these two. There has to be something, but there isn't so far. We'll wait with bated breath.
I thought finally we'd have a story about them, but
we don't. They're
really
rock solid.
No,
all good there. All good in the hood.
Surely to God they will stay. I'm voting stay anyway.
I'm definitely voting stay, yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely going to stay.
Okay. Richard and Andrea, an awkward session on the couch.
An awkward session, yeah. And I think, in fairness, Andrea was blindsided because I thought at the end of last week that they were actually kind of getting on well together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Richard comes onto the couch and basically said, no, Andrea said that she's no feelings for him.
This has been cooling for weeks. It's not new, and it's not just down to the comment he made on the couch about the sucking and fucking.
No. I think it's all gone back, and we've said this before, it's all gone back to the photograph challenge.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the fact that he, as Andrea said, that he didn't put her first. I think it was more the comments that he made about the other girls.
Yeah, the rot had set in right from the photo challenge.
Yeah, and it wasn't the same. And then now that the intimacy has gone, it's a ticking time bomb. She has the ick. She's trying to get over it, but she can't.
Mm.
She can't. Do you think they'll stay this week?
Yes, I think they will. As you say, it is a ticking time bomb. They seem to be giving themselves another week. Richard was very adamant that he's a stayer. He sticks at things. So I can't see them leaving this week.
There was nothing really about them on the retreat. They didn't really do anything. We saw very little of them.
Mm.
They seemed to be very happy with their room, which appeared to be the smallest. But, you know, there was nothing really to report on them. So, yeah, I think they're both going to stay as well. So I'm going to write stay.
Yes, please.
Fair enough. Okay, who's next?
We're flying through them now.
Lucinda and Timothy.
Lucinda and Timothy, I'm not really buying it. I'm buying it as a friendship. They are getting on very well, and they certainly have an understanding between them. Richard is opening up. His personality is changing. He has a lovely relationship with Tristan. We're seeing some of that. But overall, it's just a friendship, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they've definitely turned a corner. They're getting on really, really well. There's a lot more respect there. But again, is it just a friendship? Because they haven't moved on in their physical relationship at all. There's been no intimacy. There's better understanding, as I say, mutual respect. You know, they're enjoying their time together more, but it's not really developing into a relationship.
No.
So they'll have a long-lasting friendship. Are they going to stay this week? I would say yes. I think they're both enjoying it. I think Lucinda, possibly more than Timothy. I think Timothy is growing. I think he's learning. I think he's going to stay for Tristan more so than Lucinda, to be honest with you. Seriously, I don't know what's going on. That's a bromance going on there, isn't it?
We're certainly getting a softer side of him. At the same time, though, we're getting a side of him where you see that he's kind of a bit of a father figure to the group, and they are listening to him.
Yeah, because he was involved with the drama. He was having a little bitching session with Sarah and Lauren. About Tori, and he...
A key player.
Yeah, he was a key player and a protagonist, yeah, absolutely, in that situation. Mm. They were listening to him, they were engaging with him, they were going along with him. He was, in some ways, you know, throwing the balls.
He's a senior.
Yeah,
He's definitely a senior member, somebody that they kind of, you know, a hub.
Yeah, very much so. And I think he's relishing that. But really, he does have some sort of a relationship with Tristan, that kind of father-son romance thing, whatever you want to call it.
But the gas thing is, this show really shouldn't be about all of that. This show should just be about couples' own relationships. And in terms of their relationship, to me, it's developed nicely with the friendship thing, but as a romantic relationship, it ain't there.
Yeah, I agree.
But they'll stay in for another week.
They will. Yeah, I agree. So it's yes and yes.
Yes, yes, please, yeah.
Stephen and Michael?
Well, now, right from the couch session, we were
seeing that major cracks
on the side of Stephen. Michael is happy enough, but Stephen is not happy with Michael. He's just too feminine for him, let's call it out.
Yeah, he's not attracted to him.
And we got the usual old thing, are you physically attracted to Michael? And instead of just admitting it and saying no, and I probably won't ever be, he says not yet.
Can you see him ever being, can you see that ever happening?
They're not built for slow burn.
No, I don't.
Michael might be, but Stephen is not a slow burn kind of guy. And he certainly wasn't with the hairdresser.
Yeah, he got stuck in there. And he even admitted, like, I mean, this is what I'm used to. And, you know, the fact that I had that spark with a stranger, but I don't have it with my own husband, is worrying. And it's worrying for all of us.
From the look of things, it was all about the spark and not much hairdressing went on. His hair, if anything, looked worse than before.
Yeah, they went on the retreat, though. They decided to go on the retreat, even though Stephen kind of walked out of the apartment and, you know, basically told Michael what to do with himself. He walked out of the apartment, but then they obviously talked, or the producers talked them both into going on retreat. We saw them horsing around in the pool.
Yes, a bit of horseplay just for the cameras, I reckon. It was just put together for that. We saw a horrible side of Michael, where he spoke to Sarah in... just a terrible manner.
Well, that was awful, wasn't it? Yeah, he really did. He and told her to shut up. And
laid into her, and it was about him.
It wasn't nice, and he was a real drama queen, wasn't he?
Oh, he was, yeah.
He was rude.
You'd wonder, though, is that the strain of the relationship coming out, and is he just projecting it in a different way?
Possibly, but there's still no reason.
There's no excuse.
You know, the way he spoke, I mean, for any man to speak to any woman, or any woman to speak to any man, whatever way you want to put it, it's not acceptable.
And Tim didn't guard Sarah in any way or say anything.
Again, we were kind of expecting Tim, to step up there after the conversations they'd had about Jack and the whole business.
Yeah.
We had expected Tim to say something, and that was the ideal opportunity for him to say something, and he didn't.
No.
Yet again.
Okay, those two. Ooh, me or you? Who's going to choose first?
You go first.
Okay. I think they'll go in the coming week.
I think they'll go too.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. No, hold on. You wouldn't let me change my mind.
No, you wanted to change it like 10 minutes later.
Okay. All right.
No.
You want to change your mind, do you?
No. Do you know what? I'm going to say to go. So go and go.
That's very clever tactics from you. If you vote, keep voting the same as me, it'll keep that 3 points.
Oh, yeah.
So me and my big mouth.
Yeah, I hadn't actually thought of that, but that's a good idea. Yeah, okay, all right.
Right.
You're going to regret saying that.
Lauren and Jono.
Lauren and Jono appear to be back on track. It was tough on the couch. And she admitted to having zero romantic feelings
for
Jono.
That phrase, zero romantic feelings, that's a hard phrase to come back from for somebody else as well, like for him to hear that. Like, if I heard that from you, I don't know how it'd feel, Linda.
Well, I think after nearly 3 years, you'd probably be devastated, and I'd be devastated with zero romantic feelings. And guess what? I wouldn't be with you. If it's zero romantic, no. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, but that's after 3 years.
After 3 years,
after 6 weeks to hear that from somebody,
But then again, there's still room for improvement. They don't know a lot about each other at this point. So I still think there's hope for Lauren and Jono. They're still getting to know each other, Hugh. I don't think she actually has a nick. It's different.
What did you think of this thing over, if you talk more and know more about each other and have more of a connection, you can have better banter? What was that about? Did you buy that?
No, I didn't, because I think you have to have the banter in the beginning. You have to have some kind of banter in the beginning. If that's what you're looking for in a relationship, you're looking for banter. I think that's kind kind of almost, you know, what attracts you to somebody. Mm. It's banter. And I think if you don't have it in the beginning, you're never really going to have it.
In Ireland, we call it the crack.
Yeah, but I mean, some relationships, you do have the crack with somebody. Mm. And then in some relationships, you just don't. Yeah. And it's fine. It doesn't make them any less of a relationship. But if that's what she wants, if she wants that crack, if she wants that banter with someone, I don't think it's going to come. He's just not that type of person. Mm. I don't think he has that banter with anybody.
Yeah, he's kind of dry, isn't he?
He is, yeah. So like, he's not going to change. So she needs to get over and she needs to prioritise what she actually wants. Does she want stability? Does she want somebody dependable? I think she'd like to have somebody who'll stand up for her more, but however.
But then again, he has a problem too. And he alluded to that on the couch at the commitment ceremony. He said, basically, you light up the room when you walk in. Everybody else brightens up and you're so bright with everybody else except me. And he knows that.
But he says,
that.
I don't see that part of you. Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, I still think there's hope for those two. I don't think that either of them have the ick. And then look at what happened on the retreat. They get on really, really well on the retreat. And they seem to have rekindled the flame and rekindled the romance on the retreat.
Fair enough, yeah.
So I definitely think they're going to be staying for another week.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
Right, so it's a yes and a yes again.
At this point in time, we will remind you all, when you are talking with your friends about the TV show, mention us, mention the podcast.
Yeah.
It's the best way people find out about us. You can email us, hindacastreality@gmail.com. Linda loves reading your emails.
I do, actually. Yeah, I'm so sad. I don't know. I'm so sad. I wake up every morning. It's the first thing I check.
Tell us where you listen. Tell us what you think. Tell us who you think is going out. Tell us what you think of the couples. Tell us what you think of the production this year. We'd love to hear from you.
Tell us what you think about us.
even us. Sarah and Tim. Wow.
Yeah. Don't even know where to start with this. This was an absolute mess. The week started fantastically well. You know, Tim said that he felt that they were in the best place over the course of the experiment. They were in the best place. Mm. And they were getting along like a house on fire. Tim really stood up for, he called Jack out when they were all sitting around under a treat at that kind of fire
he
session.
He did rather well. At first, I thought he was going to do poorly, but he seemed to find his feet. And halfway through, Jack started coming in with a load of shite. And he's like, no, I haven't finished, you know. And he did well.
Yeah,
and
I'm still talking.
She was thrilled.
Oh, she was like, yeah, absolutely. I thought she was going to jump his bones there and then. Like, seriously, I think it was a real
I'd say she did that night.
Yeah, because she tried to interrupt and he even kind of told her to back down and said, I've got this.
Yeah.
You know, and she was so impressed. Mm. Oh, yeah, I'd say they had great sex that night. Absolutely, yeah. And we were kind of thinking, oh, yeah, okay, they're doing really, really well. And then Eden comes up with this secret that she has and we're wondering who the secret is about. And then she tells us then that Sarah had met her ex-boyfriend the previous week.
Wow, wow.
Didn't
wowzer, wowzer, wowzer. And when she was questioned on it at the dinner party,
she lied.
And lied and lied again and was caught out left, right and centre. Wouldn't apologise.
No, that's the thing. She would not apologise. You know, and Tim was disgusted. Tim was absolutely disgusted with her. You could say he was so hurt. He was so upset. He'd given her the benefit of the doubt. He'd done everything that she requested of him. And this is how she paid him back. She's a cheater.
Absolutely gutted, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then, like, I mean, you also have the fact that this ex-boyfriend is in, what, a six-year relationship or something like that?
It didn't add up. The timeline was weird. Weird.
Too weird because...
And he's broken up. Though he's broken up, which one 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It was all just... I bet he's not.
I
bet they're actually still together.
She couldn't lie straight in bed.
No, I agree. I don't trust her at all. I wouldn't trust her as far as I could show her. And she does still have obvious feelings for her ex-boyfriend. There's no doubt about that.
It's going to be very interesting on the couch.
Yeah, do you know, it's unfortunate for them as well. It's unfortunate for them that it came out when it did. She was talking to the ex-boyfriend and that's why she wouldn't give Tim the phone early days.
Oh, it's all adding up now.
Yeah, it is.
And he knew that. And he made mention of that. But you know something? Yeah, you're right. Timing might have been unfortunate. It might have happened that the relationship might have continued on. But at the end of the day, he would have never known. And it would have come out, though, eventually, I think.
So he
would have ended up with somebody who's a cheater. You must feel sorry for him in that he must be questioning a part of himself. How come he keeps on ending up with these people?
I think he will grow from it. I think he's learned. You know, at the very least, he's found his voice. You know, and he knows that I'm able to stand up for myself. I'm able to stand up for my partner. So he's grown in that respect.
Maybe he'll learn the importance of it because it's obviously an issue for him.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll carry that into future relationships. Oh, it's a difficult one. I don't think that Tim has actually given up on Sarah.
Yeah, the door wasn't fully closed, was it?
No, I don't believe it was. And, you know, when we saw the piece of camera and what's coming next week, and he says, I don't know if I can ever trust her again.
Do you think they'll stick out next week?
I think he's going to give her another chance.
So you're saying yes?
I'm saying yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't think that Sarah is going to leave, because I just think that she just, again, that'll be like admitting she's wrong, and she's backed into a corner now. So
I'm going to have to double down. I'm going to have to get these points back somehow. So I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say they won't last a week.
Okay. So I'm saying yes, and you're saying no. I hope that they do go. Don't get me wrong. I hope they do go. I hope Tim has the balls to actually call it and
it's
say,
the right
no,
thing.
This is the right thing. Yeah. I'm not having this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm very dubious. Very, very dubious.
And now our favourite couple, Tori and Jack.
I completely despair of these two.
Now, this was an interesting commitment ceremony for them. Tori now has a feeling that Jack isn't exactly packing his bags, but he certainly got them down from the attic and the zips are being opened. You know, he's sort of saying, I might just be up and out of here. You never know.
Yeah, he was effectively putting the whole relationship on notice.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's absolutely backed himself into a corner. I think he realises now he's made a huge mistake. So he was so full of, you know, full of himself at the beginning, saying, I have her exactly where I want her. And, you know, I'm dominant and, you know, she's not challenging me, etc., etc. OK, he has, you know, enabled her to open up. And he's told her what she wanted to hear. And she supported him 100%. And he's talked to talk. They still haven't been intimate as far as we can tell. I think what he's seeing now on the couch and what he sees from her, he's actually afraid. He wants to end it. But I think he's kind of saying, hang on for a second. She is actually a psychopath. And if I end this, she could come for me.
In short, he made a mistake. He didn't give himself an exit strategy.
No, not at all.
That's
went too far. Yeah, absolutely. He went too far.
No exit strategy.
She fell too deep. And now it's like, oh, hang on for a second. And she's like, she's literally like a lioness now. You know what I mean? And she is defending her territory and she's not going to let him get away unscathed. You know,
he's got
hell
a problem.
Has no fury and all that.
He's got a problem, hasn't he?
He's got a huge problem. And I can't wait to see how he's going to deal with it.
Once again, though, you know, we've been getting one scandal a week, roughly, about him. And this week, we get two scandals. First of all, the Sarah touching thing. And there was two different incidents.
There was kissing with the neck and touching of her bottom.
Yeah. And again, he managed somehow to talk himself out of it. And Tori bought it.
It was just, it was shocking, wasn't it? It was absolutely, it was cringy. She was just defending the indefensible.
Mm.
Even though she was saying, you know, I can't defend that. She was.
She did, yeah.
You know, she really was.
Here we go again.
It was just like there was more of a physical distance between them, because, as I said, she's normally kind of clutching onto his arm and practically, you know, crawling into his skin, crawling into his underwear. and there wasn't so much of that. But at the same time, she was still defending him. And they were, you know, they were coming across as a single unit. She's beaten down.
Yeah.
Isn't she? She just doesn't look like she had any fight left in her.
No sooner had that one passed than we got the whale comment came in.
What in the name of God?
Like,
who in the name of God does he think he is? How dare he? Mr. Buddy Beautiful there. And that's the thing that I find most upsetting. He's a personal trainer. He's supposed to be promoting positive body image. And yet he's calling people whales. And a man who has so little, you know, regard for himself and has such low self-esteem, like Tristan.
Yeah.
Like Tristan's like a child.
I know.
Actually, he was really like a child when Jack eventually apologised to him and bought him the supplements. It was
like, so patronising though, wasn't it?
It was so patronising, yeah. And we'll go and buy the supplements. And Tristan's going, oh yeah, oh, we buy them
it was
together.
Really like, I'll hold your hand and I'll bring you into the shop.
A little friendship now.
I might buy you sweets afterwards.
It was horrible to watch. It was horrible to watch. You know, look, we'll talk more about Tristan when we get on to Tristan and Cassandra.
Yes.
But, you know, this whole Jack Tory thing, it's horrible.
When you think about it, though, if you remember, though, he got our friend Leah chocolates that time. Remember that?
Yes.
That was a bit iffy as well.
Why?
Because it was real, that's what you like, chocolates.
I was really disappointed in the whole Leah situation during that friends and family. And I don't think we said it on the podcast, but I was thinking about it afterwards. I really thought that Leah was going to be strong enough, like Bronte's sister was last year.
Yes, Kira.
Kira, yeah. to call Jack out and, you know, talk about a sentence story. But she was drinking the Jack Kool-Aid as well by the end of it. I mean, she was drunk on the Jack Kool-Aid on the end of it.
You'd wonder again, though, what kind of conversations there was with Tori. Maybe Tori asked her to go easy on him, that he's getting a hard time in the show.
No, I still don't buy it. She was supposed to be there to be a voice of reason, and she was sold to us as being the voice of reason. Yeah. And it was a bit of an anticlimax.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was a big letdown.
Okay.
Rant over.
It's got to be asked, will they be there next week?
I am going to say no.
Ooh. And I say yes.
Okay. So you could really get your points back.
I could get 2 points back if this works out now, couldn't I?
Yeah. I'm going to say no. I mean, I'm giving Tori the benefit of the doubt. But then again, it could be Jack. It could be Jack that's saying, you know, look, this isn't going anywhere. I'm going to call it now because the fact is I'm not going to commit to you.
It might just blow up.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. No, I think they'll stick. They'll be feckin' like Harrison and Bronte. They'll get all the way nearly. We need to talk about Tristan and Cassandra. I don't regard them as a couple. I'm going to get into it.
I was just going to say, they're not a couple. Couple. So I don't even know why they're still on the show. Like, Tristan is in more of a couple with Timothy.
Yeah.
And poor Cassandra isn't getting a look in at all. She hasn't been developed at all.
No. We know nothing practically about Cassandra. No, I feel so sorry for her. We've never had, after 6 weeks, such a non-entity on the show ever, I think.
Yeah, she's just not getting a fair chance.
And she's clever. Fair. She's articulate. She's gorgeous looking. She's, you know, she definitely should be a main character in the show. She got a dud.
She did. Kristen is a man-child, and he's actually getting worse as the weeks go by,
yes,
not better.
I think he definitely
he can't even give himself what he needs, never mind give anybody else what they need.
I thought it was really interesting that when the whole thing came out about Jack and the whale comment, and he was challenged by Timothy and a few others, Tristan was sitting beside him on his own. He wasn't with Cassandra. What was that about?
Yeah, and then they did a piece where Cassandra was just kind of floating in the pool on her own with her earphones or something in. And did we see any interaction at all between them for the week?
I'm struggling to remember any.
Yeah, you know, I think Cassandra's done.
Okay.
I think she's over it.
Is that telling me which way you're voting on this?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I just think she's over it. I don't think she has anything left to give. I think she's given him chances and given him chances and given him chances. And, you know, at some stage, she's just going to have to say, I'm wasting my time. She is wasting time.
Okay. I'm going to go with you on that one. I'm going to say no as well.
Okay.
You're looking at me here.
Yeah, okay.
You're thinking I'm playing tactically, aren't you?
You're always playing tactically. Like, I mean, seriously, I'm playing checkers and you're playing chess the whole time. I don't think that much about it. I see it as it is and I say it as it is. And you're always thinking 3 steps ahead. So last but by no means least, Eden and Jaden.
Well, they were certainly centre of the drama in that Eden had the secret about Sarah.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, were they much in it?
They weren't really. You kind of heard a lot about Eden's anxiety.
Yes.
And the fact that she'd been anxious all week and she was very upset because it's a huge secret. It was eating up at her. And if she told everybody the secret, she'd lose her friends. And if she didn't tell everybody the secret, she'd lose Jaden.
Which I didn't totally buy. Now,
didn't buy any of it.
No, that didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. And what seemed a bit strange too was she had this story all of a sudden, or they had the story, that she had texts that Jaden saw. And Jaden basically said, if you don't expose her, I'll tell everybody about the texts and I'll tell everybody that she's seen the ex-boyfriend. So Jaden seemed to take some of the blame. That was strange.
I think she didn't have to tell Jaden anyway. Jaden didn't see those texts.
No.
She showed Jaden the texts.
Yes.
So she put herself into that situation. But if you remember, on the retreat, up until the last minute, Jaden was going, there's something up with her. I don't know what's up with her. I don't know how to cope with her anxiety.
Yeah.
And he didn't know anything about the texts.
Yes.
And yet at the dinner party, she was saying Jaden saw them. Jaden said that, you know, that we'll tell everybody about it. We'll tell Tim about it if you don't tell him. So this is your opportunity now, Sarah. I'm not protecting you anymore. You need to tell him because I'm not going to put my relationship on the line because of you. Mm. So it was all a bit manufactured as far as I'm concerned.
It does, if anything, though, show that there's a strength in their relationship in that they came together, formed this story, and to a large extent, Jaden took some of the heat off Eden.
Oh, he did. True. Oh, very much so. Yeah, she was basically putting it all back onto Jaden, and you know, and that did show strength in the relationship. Mm. Absolutely. And,
okay,
and he stood up and he took the weight and problem shared is a problem halved and all that.
Yeah, we'll give them something for that.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind they're going to stay. There's nothing seems to be rocking this couple either. You know, they seem to be rock solid.
Absolutely.
So yes and a yes.
Yes and a yes. What are we thinking of the show so far, generally, before we finish up?
I'm enjoying with you.
Yeah.
I am enjoying it. No, I think it's a good series. I think that, I certainly think that the participants are more real. You know, they're actually real people this time. They're not all kind of, they're not all, you know, Instagrammers and influencers. They might be wannabe influencers. They probably will be. And they'd be foolish not to take advantage of whatever fame they achieve. But I don't think anybody's necessarily in it for that reason solely. I think the experts are great. I love the experts in this series. You know, they're really good.
Yeah, they have really stepped up this year. There's no weak links, really. Alessandra is her strong self. Melissa, out of this world. John has come back to form. He's been great, particularly grilling Jack and Ben. He's been great at that.
And he was grilling Sarah as well. Sarah got a grilling on the couch as well. So anybody who did anything wrong, they were all called out and on the couch. You all had to kind of admit their shortcomings. And
the only fault I'd have with the show is that I think they're couple heavy at the moment. They just don't need that many couples at this stage. They need to start whittling down a little bit. Will we get a night of the long knives, and will there be about two or three couples gone in a week? We'll see what happens.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I hope they do the couple swap soon.
Yes, that's going to be a good one.
That is definitely going to
that's going to be a good one.
It'll be really interesting to see who's matched with who.
Can't wait. So till then, keep watching Maths, guys.
Laters.
Bye for now.
Before you go, just a quick request. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. And if you can, pop on a notification. That way you'll know when our podcast drops. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email us on hindacastreality@gmail.com. hindacastreality@gmail.com.